You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, April 15th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $110 billion. That was where Coinbase Global's market valuation peaked after it went public in a direct listing on Wednesday. The cryptocurrency exchange's listing was met by strong demand from individual investors, according to one executive at a retail brokerage firm. But even though Coinbase recently reported a blowout first quarter, it wasn't clear how persistent demand would be at its peak valuation above $100 billion. And that played out during the trading day. The stock briefly rallied before falling below its $381 opening price and staying there. The company closed 14% below where it opened, with a market valuation of $86 billion. The next number up is 82. That was the age of Bernard Madoff, convicted of fraud in the largest Ponzi scheme in history when he died in federal prison on Wednesday. While he was running the scheme, Madoff was famously secretive but posted an unusually consistent record of strong returns, which led some writers at newsletters and at Barron's to question the hedge fund's black box approach to fund management. After he was arrested, investors were left with a lot of questions and broken trust. And while they had to wait a long time to get their money back, the trustee in charge of the estate eventually was able to return almost three quarters of their cash. But wealth managers say that they have been especially careful to build trust with clients ever since the 2008 news of the fraud, with extra transparency and rigorous controls. Our last number is 1.9%. That's how far JP Morgan Chase stock fell on Wednesday. The bank's stock declined, even though its quarterly earnings report easily exceeded analysts' forecasts. It earned $4.50 a share on more than $32 billion in revenue. Investment banking revenue more than doubled from last year. So what was the reason for the stock decline? Investors were spooked by signs of weakening demand for consumer loans and declines in net interest income compared with last year. It could have also been that expectations were high for JP Morgan. Two other banks that reported earnings Wednesday, Goldman Sachs and Wells Fargo, both gained for the day, rising 2.3% and 5.5% respectively. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, April 15th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.